yeah, let's support the troops. Except when they want to go see some dancing girls in a strip club. Hi, Jim Walsh here with podcast number 104. The City Commission of Minot, North Dakota has voted unanimously to regulate strip clubs. The new ordinance gives the two downtown strip clubs 3 years, to do away with dancing girls or to get out of town. Well, thanks be to the City Fathers of Minot. Once again, the fine citizens of the Magic City will be safe from the threat of girls dancing in strip clubs. No longer do we have to worry about our children being corrupted by girls dancing in strip clubs. Not that they're allowed to go in anyway, but that's beside the point. We can sleep soundly tonight, knowing when those fine, clean-cut young boys at our local Air Force base want to blow off a little steam, they'll find a wholesome way to do it. They will not be tempted to partake in such unworthy entertainment as girls dancing in strip clubs. Oh yeah, this is really going to do a lot for the quality of life in Minot. Nice to see the city commission has so much free time on their hands. Never mind the acid spill. We gotta clean up the streets. Save morality. Oh, and by the way, somebody proposed a provision on this ordinance that would have compensated the businesses for the forced move. Oh, we can't have that now, can we? No, they shot that down. So there you go. A bunch of blue noses disapprove of certain behaviors of certain consenting adults. And just like that, a legal private business is railroaded out of town. Now, how can they do this? Well, there's something called the North Dakota Century Code, which states that municipalities in the Peace Garden State have the authority to enact zoning ordinances that, quote, promote the health, safety, moral, or the general welfare of the community, unquote. Okay, health and safety, that's one thing, but here's my question. How do you define moral or general welfare? Now, I'm not a lawyer, but I'll stick my neck out on this one. General welfare is whatever the politicians say it is. And if that means freedom from the fear that someone somewhere may be having a good time minding his own business, then onward, Christian soldiers. Problem is, it's a slippery slope. I mean, today it's strip clubs. Tomorrow, smoking in public. Trans fat. Deviled goose liver. Could it happen in America? Scoff if you wish. Just wait till they come for your brats. Your comments welcome, as always. Talk to Jim Walsh at yahoo.com.